Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Why are professional golfers so bound to the rules of the sport they play? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Did you read recently where a former Auburn golfer disqualified himself from a Q School tournament that cost him a chance to play on the PGA Tour? And it happened a full 2 weeks after the event when he realized that a one-stroke penalty he took should have been two strokes, and thus he signed an incorrect scorecard. Now, a lot of weekend golfers and hackers move their ball, incorrectly mark their putts, and generally play loose and easy with the sport's famed etiquette. But serious golfers, from amateurs to pros, rarely get called for cheating, and when they do, it is usually over a rules interpretation. Compare that to football receivers who trap a pass and then stand up, hold the ball in the official's face, and act indignantly when the play is ruled correctly as incomplete. Or basketball players who commit intentional fouls and get away with them. Or baseball teams who try to steal signs from the opposing catcher in the dugout. Tennis was once self-governed, but now has computerized replays. But when Blaine Barber realized he had assessed himself the wrong penalty after he advanced to the next round of qualifying for his PGA Tour card, he called a mistake on himself and went to the back of the line to play in the minor league tours for another season. Better luck next year, Blaine. Most of the time, golf violations are committed unwittingly, and the sport is not very lenient. Remember when Dustin Johnson did not know he was in a bunker in the sand-covered rough at Whistling Straits? So when his club touched a leaf on the backswing, he was called for grounding, and the penalty cost him a spot in the playoff, eventually won by Germany's Martin Keimer. So next time you're on the course, remember you are playing a hallowed self-governed sport when you move or lose your ball. After jacking it into the rough or woods, you are supposed to tell your partners helping you look what kind of ball you hit. Not like the time a golfer came across a ball and yelled, "Hey, what are you playing?" The response came back, "Hey, what did you find?" This is Archansky. See ya.